A 6-year-old girl was burnt to death while a 9-month-old baby sustained serious burns in a fire outbreak at Osu this morning. The Deputy Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana National Fire Service, Prince Billy Anaglati, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said other children who were in the room when the fire started managed to escape unhurt. He said the injured has been taken to the Kwalibu Teaching Hospital for treatment. The cause of the fire is not yet known. He spoke with Yaya Kwamwa.
It is serious just that the fire service got here in time. It took the fire service 4 minutes to get to the scene after receiving the distress call. So they were able to confine the fire on the very building that the fire was in. Unfortunately, 4 children were in the room. 3 of them were able to escape, leaving one who was not able to get out of the premises and died in it. And then with the baby, a 9-month baby, who has also received several burns and have been rushed to the hospital. So at the moment that I'm talking to the fire personnel are still on the ground. We have initiated our investigation, and then we are trying to ensure that what exactly caused the fire is unraveled. So that is exactly what we are doing for now.
Do you know the age of the boy?
It's not a boy, it's a girl. The one who died, we were told, is 6 years old. A girl, not a boy. 6 years old girl who died in the fire. That was the age that we were given. But the one that got injured, the one that received burns, is a 9-month baby.
So how serious is the burn?
Yeah, it was serious. At the time that I went to the hospital, they were giving him, oxygen. But then it was first rushed to Neat Hospital, and then they have given her treatment, and then they have referred her to Kwalibu Hospital.
So as at the time the fire started, were their parents not there?
We actually received the fire call. That was 8:28. That was when we received the call. And it took us 4 minutes to get in here. As to what time exactly the fire started, we were not able to determine that. However, when we got there, we realized that the building actually was really engulfed in the flames and was spreading to other adjoining buildings before we were able to confine it.
Yeah. Did you inquire, or did the people tell you that when the fire started, the parents of those children were not around?
Yes, exactly. At the time that the fire started, it was only the children that were in the room where the fire started. The parents were not in the room.
So is it a compound house?
It's a compound house with other tenants also living within the house. It's a compound house.
So is it for now? It's only
the fire. Okay. Those victims, actually, they are using portion of it as an office where the man does a printing of t-shirts and other things. The other room close to where he has the office for the printing is where the wife uses as a shop. He is a seamstress, that is where she uses as a shop. And then they have a hall, they have their bedrooms and another thing inclusive. So it's a certain complex type of system that they have in here.
So for now, the parents have come around and you're there.
Yeah, the parents, when we got there, the way they were wailing and doing other things, they have also been sent to a hospital, that child hospital, and they have also again been referred to a rich hospital for pediatrics.
So, but for now, apart from the girl that is dead, only one person has been injured, burned.
Only one person had severe injury. That was the 9-month baby that had a severe injury.
Okay.
The parents, because they came in and they wanted to assist, they have minor injuries. But the serious one is the one on the 9-month.
That is a sad one. So on the line is Prince Anaglati to tell us the number of fires recorded during the Yuletide. Prince, happy new year.
Many happy weekend.
Right. How many fires were recorded during the Christmas and New Year festivities?
Yeah, we have 55 fires from 23rd December to 26th December. 55 fires in the 10 regions, that's where we recorded. And we had that of domestic fires during that period, recording 32 fires in the homes. And we have 8 of the bushfires, vehicular fires were 13. And we have commercial fires, that was 7. And electrical fires, 5. So if you look at it, you realize the domestic fires, that has numbered all these statistics that we have, 32 domestic fires within the period of 23rd December to 26th December. Looking at it, just about 3 days period.
Right. So, can you quantify this in monetary terms?
That would be difficult because for now we are still trying to even interview some of those people to give us the cost element of some of their wares and property that was actually destroyed in it. It's not all of them that are able to access now, give us those information that we are looking out for. So it's difficult for today, given the cost element, the damages that we had.
Right. Mr. Anaglate, the Hamilton is just around the corner. It started giving us signs. How ready are you? Are you prepared to face the danger that is usually associated with the Hamilton?
Yes, exactly. We have started trying to mitigate the effects of the Hamilton on people. That is why we went ahead to train the fire volunteers, especially in those communities that do not have a fire station. We intensify our fire safety education, even in the Greater Accra and other regions. This is why, day in, day out for now, that our women are also in the market educating people. So when we had that of giving them the dummy market fire, we say it was unfortunate that we had fire that day, that even the firemen were there for fire safety education and they left not quite long that fire has happened. We simply tell ourselves that apart from the education that we are giving to the people, we expect people also to complement the efforts of the fire service, actually by ensuring that the education, that they should also implement the measures that we are giving out. So education alone is so important. Then the other aspect is, because of the Hamilton, we have gone ahead to form the patrol team. There is a patrol team that is now going around inspecting premises, inspecting other industrial areas, inspecting areas that we think could be hazardous in terms of this season. And even in the night, they are going around inspecting discos, charters, places of, you know, gathering where people gather, you know, drinking spots and other things, to see the activities and to see if those places actually have adequate exits that in case of any.
Right, Prince. I'm sure there's a time that you need a fire badly because of the. You need water badly because of the Hamilton. So allegations of water selling by the fire service won't crop up.
Come again, let me.
I'm saying this is the time that you need water badly because of the Hamilton to put out fire. So allegations of water selling by the fire service won't crop up.
Well, actually, water, we use water, massively when it comes to firefighting. That is a medium that we rely on so much in terms of firefighting. Yes, we did water this period, but as a allegation of people selling water, I think some of these allegations, like you have rightly used that the allegations, we are still waiting to see that anybody that might have even bought water from any of the fire personnel, you know, if he thinks that they have come to sell water to him, not in the name of rendering humanitarian services that we have been doing, it's under our jurisdiction to render humanitarian services. But I personally think that they have come to sell water to him. I know the chief officer have said this severally, that anybody who has any report of that nature should report to him. We've even give out numbers outside there that anybody who have any suspicion that firemen are selling water anywhere to call some of these numbers and then even report. So our doors are open. But the other aspect that people also always claim, day in day out, anytime there is fire outbreak, people claim that we even get to the sea without water in the tender. I think it is high time that people should rather stop accusing the fire service for something that do not exist. I don't see how we could drive an empty car to a fire ground.
Well, Mr. Anaglate, that will be all for now. We want to thank you very much